Hey everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some finish line, some predetermined outcome? You know, that feeling where success feels like a fixed destination rather than a journey? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into the power of letting go of those outcomes and focusing on the beautiful, messy process of progress. Now, I get it. We're wired to want things, promotions, relationships, recognition, the list goes on. It's part of what makes us human, this drive to achieve, to conquer. But here's the thing. Attaching our happiness and self-worth to these outcomes can be a recipe for frustration, disappointment, and let's be honest, sometimes downright misery. Think about it like this. Imagine you're trying to bake the perfect cake. You meticulously follow the recipe, carefully measure each ingredient, and even adjust the oven temperature a few times. But when you take that cake out of the oven, it's not quite what you envisioned. Maybe it's too dry, maybe the frosting is lumpy, or perhaps it just doesn't look as impressive as that Pinterest-worthy masterpiece. Now, if your happiness depended solely on that cake being picture-perfect, you might feel deflated, right? But here's where the magic happens. Focusing on the process itself. Did you learn something new? Did you enjoy the act of mixing and baking? Did you get to spend time in your kitchen creating something delicious? These are the moments that truly matter, regardless of whether the final product is Instagram ready. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you start letting go of attachment to outcomes and embrace the journey. 1. Reframe your perspective. Instead of seeing your endeavors as a means to an end, shift your focus to the experiences, lessons, and growth that come along the way. It's not about reaching the destination, it's about savoring the adventure itself. 2. Celebrate small victories. Those tiny wins are what build momentum and keep you motivated. Did you finish a challenging task? Did you learn a new skill? Did you overcome a hurdle? Acknowledge those achievements, no matter how small they may seem. 3. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, and so are your efforts. Striving for perfection can be paralyzing, but accepting imperfection allows for creativity, innovation, and genuine progress. Remember, learning from our mistakes is often more valuable than achieving flawless results. 4. Practice gratitude. Take time to appreciate the journey itself. Be grateful for the challenges that push you outside of your comfort zone, for the people who support you along the way, and for the simple joy of showing up each day. 5. Focus on what you can control. There are things in life we simply can't control. The weather, other people's actions, unexpected events. Instead of dwelling on those uncontrollable factors, channel your energy into what you can influence, your attitude, your effort, your choices. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who is training for her first marathon. She's put in the hard work, the miles, the sweat, and she's incredibly excited to cross that finish line. But on race day, things don't go as planned. She gets sidetracked by an unexpected detour, encounters a few challenging hills, and maybe even experiences a slight cramp or two. Now, if Sarah's happiness is solely dependent on winning the marathon, she might feel disappointed and discouraged. But here's where Sarah shines. She focuses on her progress. She remembers all the training miles she conquered, the strength she built, and the joy she found in pushing herself further than ever before. Even though she didn't win, Sarah still achieved something incredible. She completed a marathon. And that sense of accomplishment, that feeling of perseverance, is far more valuable than any trophy or medal. So remember, folks, life isn't about winning every race, it's about showing up, giving your best shot, and celebrating the journey along the way. It's about letting go of attachment to outcomes and finding joy in the process of growth. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts, your experiences, or even your own personal Sarah story in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Reset Protocols for daily doses of inspiration, motivation, and real talk about living a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.